How's it going, Arcadia? This is Jake Belmack. I'm here with my co-host, Ian Wick.
How's it going?
We have our special guest from theater. How are you guys doing?
Two separate casts. Yeah. They're one cast, and we are, and we're both missing the guys of our cast.
So, Fairchild, the way he casted, we have to have, at least one guy, because we, do, like, when we do Romeo and Juliet, for example, we have our guys playing,
the girls.
We have our guys playing Juliet. Right. I'm playing Romeo, so I have to have, a funky wig.
I also play Romeo.
Yeah, we also play Romeo, and then, we have, Miguel, Juliet, who's our guy, who plays Juliet, and he wears dresses and wigs.
I mean, it's different in their cast.
People who play one.
Yeah, so we just stack on layers, so as the show goes on, we're just putting on more and more clothes.
Yeah,
and
the stage is literally a mess of, costumes and wigs thrown over.
I'm wearing five shirts at one point.
Yeah, it's really fun. It gets kind of hot. We smash ukuleles.
Oh, that's in our cast. we smash ukuleles after we play a song about Romeo and Juliet. Just all
so
over the stage.
So for an hour and 30 minutes straight, you're running back and forth. Basically.
Yeah, one part where we the first act is dedicated to all of his plays. Second act is dedicated to Hamlet itself.
Hamlet, yeah.
We have audience participation.
We do Hamlet three times.
Yep.
Four times.
Because
we do it regular, faster with out any lines, props. We're literally just running around, and then we do it backwards, literally backwards.
Yeah, we say
we're
the words
walking backwards.
It's pretty confusing.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
It's been a wild ride.
It's been a thrill of a ride.
It's
on
hard
that
to
one.
Describe, but once you see it, it makes more sense.
Yeah. Yeah. What do you guys use for props, or do you guys have big stage things?
I'm sorry.
We have so many props. There are so many props.
So there are two. We have two prop tables on the sides of the show, but on the actual stage, with our walls and everything up, we have random swords or a bear head up on the wall.
Have we gotten the bear head?
Yeah, we're getting the bear head.
We have the bear head.
We have a fireplace. We have couches. We have all this stuff on stage, random things.
Does that move at all, or is that just stay?
No,
it stays
there. We reset it every night.
We have to reset it every night. Uh-huh. But we have some props on stage, so we want to keep the audience why is there a bear head on the wall? And we have a student running.
And there's just the show is so fast paced that there's no time to clear the set between different shows.
Yeah. Yeah.
So the set's gonna be a complete disaster
so
by the end of the show.
It's pretty dirty.
Yeah.
You guys have to clean it.
Thank God, no.
That's the techs that do it. So
yeah, we're so thankful for them. They work so hard.
We've had so many difficulties.
Are they in your guys' class?
They're in a tech theater class.
Yeah, they have.
But they build the stage and everything.
Oh, that's why you guys have that wood stuff and the cutting tools and stuff.
Yeah,
the saws and things.
And
like
honestly,
that.
We're so grateful for them right now because we've had so many difficulties this year. Half of our lights are not working.
Yeah. We're using
so
LED lights
so we
had to use
LED
everything.
And it's
there were
really
termites and then
termites
the
are
district
all in the auditorium.
Came in and destroyed the auditorium.
They have to do that
to
for
spray
you
for
too.
Termites.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, so tech's really been pulling together and making it so we have lights.
I know.
And we can actually pull off the show, which is great.
Our shows are next
on stage
week.
All the lights.
Oh yeah, it does. And
you
then
have to wear a certain type of makeup because regular makeup will melt.
Really?
It'll make you look pale.
These studio lights used to work, and they used to be really hot. I remember that.
Especially
when you're wearing the five layers of clothes and you're running around.
And we have our base clothing, so we have the jeans and the t-shirt, and then we just start piling on pieces and pieces.
You guys don't go in so when you're running off stage, basically, to go change out of the character, you just put the clothes over you.
Mm-hmm.
I just throw on.
It's a different type of play. In regular type of plays, we would go backstage and we'd change and get out of our other clothes.
Uh-huh.
But this is so fast paced, you just put them on, even on stage in front of them.
No time go backstage and then take off everything
so
and then put it on.
Paced.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
so fast.
So the show was originally written as an improv show. The script we have now
it's scripted, you guys.
Scripted. So when it was first performed by these three guys, I can't remember their names exactly.
Daniel, Adam, Jess.
Okay, and so they did it as an improv show, and so it was so popular that they're like, okay, I guess we'll script it. We'll just write down what we'll record it, and we'll write down our what we said. And so it's just been like updated and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So we've had to update some terms.
And
so
there's parts in the script where it will tell you you don't have to do this, you can do whatever you want.
Yeah.
Like the cooking show one.
Yeah. It's like, it's improv in there.
There's a note in one of the areas where it's like, change anything you want. It doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
Honestly.
There's like, there are parts where it's still not updated. Like we have to
General
wrap
Hospital.
General Hospital.
We reference General Hospital.
We don't.
Wrap Othello.
Do you do research before the plays?
A little bit. You gotta know like what the context of the William Shakespeare plays are in general.
Movies or something about it.
I mean, you can watch the plays that are done.
The thing is, like, it's so hard to like research because you have to research every single play, and there are like tiny jokes from one thing. Like the bear joke is like from this random Shakespeare play.
I did not get that one at all. Like it's literally like they just say like a Jew is exiting in pursuit of a bear.
That's literally how it ends. That's literally how they die. It's just the Jew.
Chased off by a bear.
So we have like that one part where we rap Othello, and the thing was is how they introduced it was very bad, and I'm not gonna say
it's like it was very racist and sexual in like the actual play, so like a lot of it's blacked out because
we can't say it, so we gotta change it.
We are a high school theater.
If we were like a regular theater,
friendly show,
it's still not family friendly.
How many like people do you think are going to go to the play?
So like all of the theater classes are required to attend if you're not in the show. So we always have like the classes attending. So like even if there's low attendance, everyone like has to come for a grade.
So we get a forced audience.
And then we have the posters going out right now.
Yeah,
we're
like
gonna be on NA.
If you've looked around, we have
one pretty soon. We just try and spread the word as much as possible through social media and everything. Yeah. Like, I know that I've been doing a lot through, like, my mom and everything, and she's been advertising.
I'm actually on publicity crew, so we have t-shirts that are going out today.
Aren't they adorable? For this play.
Yeah. I designed these.
Those are cool.
I'm proud of it.
Wearing glasses.
Shakespeare. Are you nervous or?
Yes.
Our play has like some difficulty just because of like none of us know like our lines fully.
Yeah, that's the thing. Cause you have to study or like not really study, but you have to know your lines.
Because basically, how many weeks
did you spend preparing for it?
We started first last week in August, and we kept going through September and all that.
And then we had fall break, and then like the days off and stuff. So we
did. You guys come during fall break?
No, we came Monday.
We came this Monday when we didn't have school.
Oh yeah,
we had to be here.
So I'm guessing you guys have about like 3 or 4 plays a year.
We have two, sometimes three.
Two, three, including the Arcadia project that's happening this year. But that's kind of like an on-off. That's CTE.
What's
banding.
So, basically, it's going to be a collaboration between theater, CMAS, and film to, like, put together this.
He'll explain it later. I don't know what's going on yet. We still, like.
I'll just remember that so I can cut it out if it's that big.
I think the thing is, we don't know what's gonna happen.
I know that we're all gonna collab. I think we're gonna, like, try and do, like, maybe, we're, like, we'll have, like, something with film coming up. Mm-hmm. Like,
I mean, I know we have scripts, because people put in scripts that they wanted.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Well, ideas for scripts.
And we're gonna start writing the scripts fairly soon.
Yeah, I know. Okay.
Like, as soon as this play is over, I think we're going to jump into that.
It's just going to be a huge.
Yeah.
It's going to be a CTE themed thing.
What's CTE stand for?
Career and Technical Education.
Ooh, that's what. It's fancy. You have to get those credits sometimes. Oh, for college?
Yeah.
To graduate.
No, it's a fine arts to graduate. Yeah. Not CTE.
I think it's either or.
CTE is in fine arts.
Yeah.
The year I got my CTE was, like, you could do it. You were allowed to have that. So I don't need to get a fine arts.
So they've collabed in the past.
I think I did that too, like sophomore year, freshman year. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they've collabed in the past, and like they've written their own musicals, like with CMAS, and Luce was able to incorporate film. Like we were able to put a as a student was walking off the stage, the film would come up, and like you could see like the student like walking somewhere through the film. Really cool. I thought the way they described it, we weren't able to.
I know we're really excited for it. I mean, we haven't done something like this in a couple years. Not since I've been here as a freshman. I mean, we're really excited because, I mean, it's also our class project, too, so we're kind of required to do
it. Honestly, any theater thing, I'm just really, really excited for. Theater's kind of what I put all of my energy into.
It takes a lot of energy.
Honestly, yeah.
Like, next week, we'll all be here until 6 every night.
Do you guys stay, like, after school pretty often.
Yeah. I don't see my family anymore, and it's fine.
And some of us, like, do, like, other shows outside.
Yeah. Like, Mary does it.
Mary does shows.
Me and Avery have done community theater stuff.
Me and Avery.
Avery and I?
Me and Mary.
Yeah. Oh, wait, no.
While the first few weeks of, like, rehearsals were happening, up it through, like, mid-September, I was doing another show, so I'd have to leave early and go do rehearsal, and so I wouldn't be home till like 9 o'clock because I wouldn't even, like, my parents wouldn't even see me until 9.
Yeah, the last play, me and Mary were in Aladdin at Desert Stages, and we would basically go back to back from rehearsals and get home around like 9 or 10.
That's
not
fun.
It's kind of exhausting. It's fun.
You're just really tired.
You come home and you want to like collapse, but then you're like, oh wait, I have 7 pages of homework.
Yeah, you're like, oh great.
Your whole
you
life make, becomes theater.
Yeah.
You make really good connections though with people, and you make lifelong friendships. Like, I have a friend, like, I did like little community theater since I was like little, and so like I still have people I talk to this day.
Right.
I don't know.
What community theaters? What's like a known one?
There's like Value Theater.
Desert Stages is pretty known.
Is Desert Stages right by the mall?
Yeah, it's inside the mall.
Yeah. Oh, what's the one like right outside?
Oh, that used to be Desert Stages, but they moved.
Inside. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
They're gonna tear that down, I think.
And it's so nice inside too.
Yeah, I did.
Then there's like Art and Soul. Like, I did Art and Soul.
How many plays do you think you guys have done in total?
Like throughout this year, or like in the whole time we've been at Arcadia.
In general, just like.
Oh gosh.
Like through our whole lives?
Yeah,
this isn't like just in high school. Have you guys been doing it just in high school?
I've been doing theater since I was like 6. So
I've probably done. I haven't been doing it for as long. Probably like middle school. I think I've probably done about 25.
Oh, wow.
I started in 3rd grade.
Okay, so it's like something you've been doing for a while.
Yeah, I've been doing theater for a while, but I've also been doing dance. Like,
yeah, you do a lot of dance
for like years. I've been dancing since I was 3. So
yeah.
Gosh.
I mean, one of my favorite things about theater is instantly you come in and it's just a family. Like, I think I came in as a freshman last year to our play Still Life, and it was just instantly, it was like I knew everybody and I was friends with everybody.
Yeah,
and
we
was
know. Like, I think theater is like an actual, like, really nice, welcoming place. Like, I know I brought a friend in, he, like, wasn't even interested in theater, but he walked into the door and he, like, people automatically started saying, like, oh my god, like, you're shoes are so cute, and like he left going
pretty
like
welcoming.
Are these people like just high on like happiness
what
or like
about?
What is this? My friend Jack came in and he was like,
oh okay, sorry.
No, that's cool. So like it's a pretty welcoming crowd you guys are.
Oh yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, I was happy that like, because it's hard to talk to teachers, and I was like, at least we get to talk to, like, you know, other students.
Fairchild's such an open person.
Fairchild's like, cool. I just met him the other day.
We have like the depression chair.
This is the depression chair, this is exact replica.
He came in to me crying in applesauce because I was stressed. Like, that was a low point of my life.
I think everybody's
like,
cried at least
like,
once
he,
in the play.
Like, generally, like, he had a, I'm a TA for his theater one, and so, like, he was like, okay, I'll give him something, and, like, for the rest of the hour, he was talking to me, making sure I was like, okay. And he's such, like, a supportive teacher, and he's so open and so welcoming, and I just, it's honestly
every
such a great
person
so
has cried and vented to Fairchild at least. Least once.
Yeah.
No.
What?
I've cried, but I've never really been sad. I'm sorry.
This is turning into a really sad podcast.
But I mean,
no,
no,
I can see
what
you're doing. No, that's good. At least you have, so, like, at least he's nice. Most teachers are hard to talk to.
Yeah.
Like, because they're very, like, academic.
He's the easiest person to talk to.
Yeah, when we went in there, like, he was cool. I mean, he didn't seem weird.
He's such a dad.
He is a dad. He watches out for all of us, and he's the theater dad, you
which
know?
Which is cool. Definitely needed in theater because we are always very stressed out.
Well, yeah, I'm sure. It seems stressful. Like, you guys have to prepare so much for just, like, an hour, three minutes, to show you do it once, you know? That's what everyone's going to
twice.
Do.
Yeah, we don't even...
Oh,
usually we do it 3 times, but since it's a double cast, we only do it twice.
Oh.
Yeah.
And each cast gets 2 shows. So there are 4 shows total.
Mm-hmm.
And
we
each get one busy night and then one...
4 shows in...
This
next week?
This next week. So, Sam and
when
I...
Yeah.
Sam and I on Thursday next week.
Thursday night and Saturday night.
October 25th, 26th, and
27th. Closer to the mic so they know.
The dates.
But, like, on the 25th? Yeah, the 25th?
Yeah.
25th, that's you guys.
The 25th, that's Thursday, that's Sam and I.
That starts at 7.
It's the same play every night, right?
Yeah.
Same play. Well, they're all a little
different. Just a little
different
because each cast has its, like, own...
For the Tidies Andronicus scene, like, they, I think you guys just did a cooking show, and we did, like, the hands.
Like, we did the hands cooking show where we, like, throw food in.
Yeah, we kind of style it like it's a YouTube tutorial.
Did you really?
Like, a YouTube, oh, that's funny. Like we smash the ukuleles in Romeo and Juliet, and, like, when we're, like, doing the epilogue, we, like, do the epilogue, and then we, like, get so into it that we start smashing the ukuleles. Yeah. Like, I don't know what you guys do, but...
yeah, we weren't allowed to watch each other's.
Yeah, no. We weren't allowed to watch each other perform. Because
we can on the performance dates, but during rehearsal we weren't allowed.
Because Fairchild wanted us to like have each show to have its own like individuality to it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And he didn't want each show to be like a carbon copy of each other.
So I honestly have no clue what you guys are doing.
I don't know how you guys portray things, and he wanted each of us to be our because in the play we are ourselves, like as we are ourselves. And
we
then
take
we
our
do,
names.
Like,
we don't
our
use
Shakespearean
names.
Characters. We do like the Shakespearean characters, but we still are ourselves. We sometimes like break our character and
we break character a lot.
Yeah, yeah. He wanted us to be ourselves in a sense, and yet still have like little quirks in the show that are like for like when we have those improv moments and we have those that's like do whatever you want in the script. We want it to be like.
Individual.
Yeah, individual. And so,
unique in its own way.
And so there was like one part after the Othello rap, we had to do something, and we're like, oh, can we do Wakanda forever? And we wanted like the Wakanda side with the two fists. And Fairchild was like, no, you can't do that.
No.
Yeah, oh, and we thought the other cast had to do it. Like, we're allowed to do it. And we're like, oh, dang, what are we supposed to do? And so we had to like figure out and be creative and just honestly.
Yeah, you have to be pretty creative. Yeah.
Sometimes
I don't know. Theater is honestly like probably the best class I have.
Yeah.
I mean, you can just go in, you can kind of like relax. You don't have to worry about any papers due. No. You're having fun with like everyone.
But at the same time, you know, you have, like, a big show coming up.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you know, the panic's still there.
Yeah, the panic's there, but, like, you don't have to worry till that, like, after school, because that's only after school.
Yeah. So you guys, what do you, like, during your class, like, are you guys, like, going through your lines or, like, going through the script or whatever? Like,
not everyone in the class is in the show after school, so, like, Fairchild will give us, like, specific projects to work on. Like, right now we're working on scenes with masks and, like, that's pretty cool. He wants us to, like, make a scene that has, like, a reason for wearing a mask.
Mm-hmm.
So that's
just
what
like
we're...
like, wearing a mask in general.
Yeah, it's not just, like, wearing masks for fun.
yeah
I mean, so...
So we have to write the scene and create the mask and...
It's creative.
Yeah. I've been watching them in rehearsal, and, like, our scene's, like... basically just a big joke, and theirs is, like, actually, like, nice and meaningful.
You know what? You guys are sophomores. We're seniors.
You guys can take this class as a freshman?
You can't.
You can take Theater 1 as a freshman. You can't take Advanced Theater.
You're an Advanced Theater.
Advanced theater.
Yeah.
So you can be... What are you guys?
I'm senior. A senior.
We're both sophomores.
So as a sophomore, you can be in Advanced Theater?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And you can take it all the way to senior year.
Oh, really? So you get a credit every year?
Yeah,
you have to take Theater 1, or you can sometimes audition.
You have to take Theater 1, but you transferred halfway.
I transferred.
And
so
you did theater at Saguaro.
I did theater at Saguaro.
So that's why you got
it. I auditioned and I got into Advanced Theater at Saguaro. Mm-hmm. And then...
We used to do auditions to get into Advanced Theater, but I think last year he didn't do it because he just liked everyone in your class. So we skipped auditions, but I mean, we used to, like, have to audition every year to get in again.
Like, is it just, like, he gives you something?
Well, I don't know.
I think I'm the only one who actually auditioned for the class.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm the only one who auditioned. For the class...
What did you do for your audition? To get into the Advanced Theater, right?
It's honestly really simple. You just learn a monologue and two of them, and you have to perform them in his office, like, just straight to him, so it's kind of awkward.
It is very awkward.
And you do a whole monologue, and then he asks you, like, a few questions, like, why do you want to be in it? Uh-huh. What do you like? And then he's just like, cool, you're in, but, like, you build it up so much, you're like...
Because the monologues can be, honestly,
7 minutes each, so...
But also, do you have to remember it?
Yes, you can't.
You have to memorize. And that happens when you do, like, and when we do, like, Thespian Festival, or when you audition, like, during auditions
for... Thespian Festival,
yeah. For this audition for this show, we were able to do, a cold reading, which is you just have the script from the play in your hands, and you just read it on stage in groups. And so he can call up whoever he wants or who he wants to see again. And so it was...
But you have to show... like what you would bring to it. So
what would you bring to the show?
You're saying the lines and you have the lines in front of you, but you still have to come up with whatever you're gonna do.
Oh yeah. And it was so stressful because there's 30 of us and he'd only call up certain people. So I only got
he only cast 12 out of 30.
And so I remember like he kept calling you guys up and he only called me up like 2 times, and I was like, oh god, I'm not gonna get cast. Yeah. I was like, I'm not gonna, like, oh god, this is my senior year. I'm going into theater for college. I'm trying to get my BFA. Oh my god. And I was like, what am I supposed to write? And then he was like, oh yeah, you're cast. And I was like,
It was like the audition process for me was also a little different because I'm also a director for the play. So I got to help a little bit with, like, casting. I got to, like, put my input in on stuff. And
that's so scary.
Did you guys not know that?
No, I really didn't. That stressed me out.
Yeah, so that's why I got called back to the table. Because, like, a rule, you can't go back to the table because that's where he, like, writes, like, who
he sits in, like, the middle of the auditorium with this table. And so it's, like, you have to speak very loudly when you're on the stage so he can hear you. Like, that's one of the main reasons he puts the table out there. Right. And you are not allowed to go back to that table.
Unless he calls
you back. I don't know. I guess you guys just never noticed, but he would call me back there, and I'd be like, well, I want to see.
No, I remember. I had anxiety.
I want to see Avery and Mary go up there with whoever. And so that was kind of interesting. But then it was, like, also, like, for me, I didn't know. Because, like, it's also a rule, like, you can only either be director or you can be in the show.
Isn't there, like, a student director? Or are you the student director? Okay, because he told
me. There are
three.
There's
two.
Three. We have Sam right here.
Yeah, and then I'm right here.
We have one of their players from their cast.
Cora.
She's
and
awesome.
Then we have Jamie, who is, like, kind of, like, for the, both casts, because I'm only for my cast.
Mm. Okay. And, so,
there's a lot that goes into this.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
So much.
There's so many people who dedicate their time.
Please come see the show because we've worked so hard on it.
Oh my god, yes.
Like the amount of times I've had to cancel and like people like to go out and have like friends and just like
it's like we have rehearsals Friday nights, so like
you can't really go out.
You can't plan anything on a Friday night.
Oh yeah,
we have them every day.
There's a cliche about like theater kids. Whenever you ask them to hang out, they're like, "Sorry, I can't. I have rehearsals."
There's a sticker for that on Jamie's water bottle, and I love it.
But the thing is, it's not even a cliche. It's just true.
And honestly, like I sometimes like it makes me kind of like, ooh, because some people are like, "Oh, theater kids," like.
They automatically have an assumption.
Like we already have like that stereotype for theater kids, and like I feel like.
I think they need to realize, like, we also, like, do other stuff.
Yeah, we do other things.
Yeah, I swear it was not just theater, but, like...
Yeah. It occupies a lot of time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's so much time and effort.
I do dance, and I, like, do all this other stuff.
Yeah, and then you guys
do
other theaters.
And other theaters.
Yeah.
And other theaters.
And the thing is, like...
And tech theater.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah, you did start a tech theater.
The thing is, like, when you do theater, it's, like, the show is... actually like just like one tiny part of it, like actually presenting it to an audience is like just like this tiny part that like the audience doesn't see like how much rehearsal time went into it, like the set building, the lighting, the sound.
Sometimes we have we were gonna have a Saturday rehearsal and we canceled it, thank god,
because Fairchild wanted to go see a light show in Vegas.
Yeah, Vegas.
Literally why he canceled it.
But today is like the first Friday that I will not be at school afterwards. I'm so excited.
I'm gonna go home and take a nap because I'm tired.
I've not slept.
I'm like, awesome, after school I get to go off campus and just do whatever
I
want.
I legit don't know what I do, honestly. Sometimes I leave and I go home and I'm like, so what am I supposed to do now?
I literally
study lines.
Thank
god. Yeah.
So how many, like, pages is the script?
The page is 74.
I got it.
I think it's 74.
Pages.
I think it's 74.
I got it. I'll pull it out right
74
now.
Back and forth.
But this is actually one of our shorter plays.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Individually, do you have to learn all of it?
Or it's about a
you learn all of it, but you learn your lines.
Because I went through it so many times. 71 pages.
I was close.
Yeah, that was
and that's pretty short.
You just memorize the part you're in?
You kind of have to memorize the whole thing, though,
because
you know your cues and stuff.
Yeah. So, you have, like, certain people who kind of forget their lines or they stumble, and you kind of have to carry them.
Yeah, like, right now we have no calls for
no
lines.
No line calls. So,
because, like,
call
since
for line.
This is such a fast-paced fast-paced play, there's, like, no time to have, like, dead space in between lines. So if somebody doesn't know their lines, you just gotta jump in for them and, like, keep the show going.
Yeah.
Or else we lose, like, all the momentum, like, just the jokes like, the energy land.
Drops instantly if you have dead
time. It's so fast-paced, you have to, like, keep up the energy, keep going, or you can't have, like, any of those awkward pauses or those dramatic pauses.
It kills the show. Yeah.
It kills it. And so, like, especially Hamlet's second act, because we're doing actual Hamlet, and so it's kind of boring. No offense.
It,
like,
it really
and
is.
And so we have to, like, make sure it's interesting, make sure, like, we still have to be kind of goofy.
We have to make it good.
The funniest part to me is always, like, the sword scene that we do.
Oh,
we literally make lightsaber sounds, so we go swoo, swoo, swoo,
Or I was like, I had one idea. I was like, you know, like, that video of, like, the lightsaber fight from Star Wars. There's a video goes around, and it's, like, Owen Wilson doing, like, wow. Wow. Yeah. I was like, we should totally do that. I love it. Wow.
We get actual swords.
We get actual fencing swords, which is kind of cool. We've never worked with that before.
We never have like the use for them.
He's like, Fairchild's like, I don't trust you guys. You guys are actually gonna kill yourselves with those swords.
And then he's like, let's have the fastest show have swords.
Yeah, okay, yeah. He's like, you guys are gonna kill yourself with anything. And he's like, oh, let's bring out these swords. And so, like,
we got to use them on the first day.
And we're like, oh god.
It's like, you're literally holding a sword that's probably like, I don't even know, like a meter long.
It's an actual fencing sword.
And you're just like trying not to kill the person. I was so trying not to hit you.
I think I almost hit one of our tech students the first time the other day, and I was like, oh my god, I'm so
He makes
scared.
Us use sticks before we can like actually use the thing.
That's good.
We had lightsabers.
Because it's basically like to learn control. Like if you break the stick, then you have to like tape it together.
Yeah, we're not allowed to have the swords if you break the stick.
Well, no, we moved it from the swords to the lightsabers, and then we finally got the fencing swords.
I know.
The lightsaber.
Work your way up.
And I was like, yeah, lightsaber.
it's a lot. I think 8 weeks for, that's a long time.
Oh, hold on, let me count the weeks.
How long is the play usually going to be?
It's about an hour.
It's like an hour and a half.
That's pretty long.
But, like, including intermission?
Hour and a half.
We have an hour and a half.
Basically, like, we just, like, chill backstage.
Or we clean up pieces that probably were broken. Like, I remember, like, the first rehearsal when we did, like, Macbeth. I kind of, like, I bobbed for apples, and I literally, like, threw apples on stage.
Yeah, so you do a little bit of a pickup, but not much.
I literally have fun with the props. I literally, like, throw stuff. Like, it's really bad.
Intermission is the time where we sit and breathe and drink water.
And that's Tech's busiest time, because they're doing everything.
Yeah. We're essentially speaking for an hour and a half.
Yeah.
It's not that hard.
Because, I mean, it's not that hard.
I mean, as you can probably tell, we all like to talk.
I, like, we once I, like, get on something, like, I won't stop.
Yeah.
I know I interrupt, and I feel so bad. I just interrupt.
I know. I do the same, too.
The thing is, like, besides the players, basically each of us, the three principal characters, have, like, a third of the script each. So we have to memorize that, and we have to keep it going. So, like, it's kind of really stressful.
Oh, yeah.
And you're just waiting, like, in the wings, just waiting to go on. Like, I got a line. Oh, I think I know it. Hopefully I know it.
Oh, yeah.
I'm praying to God I know it.
Yeah.
Hopefully this is the right cue.
So, but, yeah, but, like, the stressful thing is that, like, you're doing, like, those regular lines, but you also have to memorize those, like, Shakespeare lines. When you're doing Romeo and Juliet, we do Romeo and Juliet in its entirety.
Oh, Doff, she teaches the torches like to burn.
Yeah, okay, so, okay, I have this problem where I can't
say the
I'm so bad at pronouncing words. Like, it just doesn't happen.
Well, especially in Shakespeare.
Yeah.
Shakespeare.
And, like, they have a tally going for me of, like, how many words I just can't say.
Like, isn't it?
Like, and we're having a contest of, like, who gets Oreos at the end of our play.
I'm getting Oreos.
And
they said, I don't have a tally at all.
Anyways, I only get Oreos if I can actually say all the names correctly on the actual show. So guess who's not getting Oreos?
Like, earlier you mentioned Titus Andronicus. You're like, Titus or something.
Avery
always mispronounces it.
Titus Andronicus.
But you always say, like, Titus Andronicus.
Titus Androgynous.
And, like, there's, like, a running little gag on the show. There's a running gag on the show, like, one of our other castmate, like, member, Miguel.
Mary does.
Yeah. He and she. He's not here.
They.
So.
She.
They. They both say that, like, we say, like unconscious.
And
like,
then they say unconscience, and I correct them to unconscious.
Like, there's, like, a running joke where you just say every single wrong.
We are proud to prevent. That's one of the lines.
I skipped that one.
Wait, that's a line in the show.
Yeah, we are proud to prevent the complete works of William Shakespeare.
I told Fairchild, I was like, can I not say that? It does not make sense. He's like, yeah, you can change it.
I was like, I mean, legit, like, Avery just told me what a whole, like, paragraph meant, and I was like, I didn't know that. Yeah.
The thing is, like, most of the show is improvised, but
the thing is, most of the show is improvised, but
Fairchild, like, set it down, like, the Shakespeare parts that you say have to be, like,
line for
perfect,
word.
Yeah. Like, word for word, because don't, the jokes don't land, like,
yeah.
It's really, like, tiny little things, like, changes in the Shakespearean text
make it funny. It's really interesting, because I now mumble Shakespeare in my sleep.
Oh no, I woke up this morning, I was like, oh, she doth protest too much, and I was like, oh god, that's not even my line. I know other people's lines, or like, there was
that's Miguel's line.
I know, it's Miguel's line, but there was like one line that I could not get, my mom drilled in my head, and I woke up and I was just randomly mumbling.
Oh, doth she teaches the torches to burn bright,
no.
Did my heart love till now,
forswear
it sight.
No,
I never
have lines written on my mirror so I can memorize them.
Mine's like, alas that love is muffled still,
who without eyes see pathways to his will.
Yeah, you had trouble memorizing that one.
Thank you.
Yeah, we're both the same. I hate that line so much.
It's a lot of work, I can tell. You guys seem stressed, but I mean, this is what we live for.
We were supposed to talk about more of like what theater class does. And the play was supposed to be like 5 seconds of this.
It's okay, you know what? It shows that we're passionate about it.
Yeah.
But this is what every play is kind of like. Like
you involve.
We feel this passionate about everything we do.
I mean, yeah.
So every play you guys do, you guys, like, even if it's something you don't really like, are you still excited to?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, like last year? I wasn't excited as much for this one because I'm not very good at improv.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And so I was kind of more like, like, when I heard the word improv, I was like, I don't really want
to. So you
rather
have a scripted play.
I got you.
Yeah.
I'm helping you through it, baby.
Because it's like a lot of people who are good at, like, very good actors, like, at sticking to a script, improv is, like, not their strong suit.
Yeah.
So this may not have been the show for them.
Yeah. Yet
but,
I'm
like,
still good.
Nonetheless, they still auditioned and still tried really hard to get in.
Yeah.
We're still gonna put everything we've got.
I mean,
into
like
it.
Last year, like we did like 10-minute plays for advanced theater.
Oh, I love the 10-minute plays.
10-minute plays. We had to do. We did a parody of Harry Potter and Twilight.
Oh, that was
Harry Potter.
That was my.
Oh my god, that was a mess of a play.
It was a mess, but it was wonderful.
I loved watching it.
It was
so we had the class to. We had the whole class to do these 4 10-minute plays. Harry Potter was about.
It was literally Harry Potter and Twilight put together.
And
mixed I thought
like
it was really
fantastic.
Funny.
It was so
mixed
cool.
up like
was,
Game of Thrones,
I was
Lord of the
Bella
Rings.
Fortnite, apparently. Bella Fortnite. And that was, I was, oh god, that was horrible. I had to act like a dumb blonde. And I mean, I am a blonde, but I'm not.
I think
that
that
was funny.
It was so
funny.
I had an emotion board and I like, I had, because like, I couldn't emote. Is like Bella.
My
like,
favorite one was the bath time one.
Bath time.
Yes.
It was literally about bathtub toys who are like trying to figure out why one of them sinks and one of them floats like a sponge and a washcloth to a submarine.
And like this big presence, like godlike.
Yeah, like
presence
this person
is like a child playing in the tub.
And so like if you were bad, you sunk.
And if you're good, like you floated. So I played the rubber ducky. And like
I played
ducky.
The sub who sang.
I played the rubber ducky, so I was like having to act like all like entitled and stuff.
Like,
I was like, hey, you sink, you suck.
That was
I was just like, I don't even know what's going on. I'm just sinking and I'm like,
that was
really
so
sad.
Yeah,
awooga, awooga.
Yeah, that was our life. Awooga.
I was like, you can't, like, and they found out, like, I squeaked because I was a rubber ducky, and they're like, and they were freaking out because I was supposed to be superior. I was supposed to, like, float and be perfect and not squeak, and so, like, they squeezed me. I was like, wee-wee! It was so bad.
And then, like, Cheris, that was a good one, too.
Cheris was, like,
yeah.
It was, like, a murder. It was, like, oh, God, it was, like, a Saw version
it
of
was
musical Cheris.
Musical Cheris. And every time you got out, you, like, got pulled into, like, this vortex and died.
Oh, God. Yeah, our friend Milano, he graduated last year. He literally dressed up in a black morph suit.
It was the creepiest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Here's a cherry on top. He had minion eyes.
it was literally
terrifying.
So
he really didn't tell anybody about it. So
it was terrifying.
I literally really, because I was the person who's I was supposed to be like the last person standing, so I was supposed to be like, oh my god, all my friends are dead, or these people are dead. And every time he came out and took people off the stage, I literally had to be terrified, but I almost lost it because the minion glasses.
And the audience was losing it too, because he was just like walking on stage.
Walked like creepily, like with his back like hunched over, and
he'd like, oh god,
sadly, that's my boyfriend.
You know, it's honestly a lot. I don't think I could be in theater. I don't know if I'm I'm not enthusiastic.
You guys should try it out.
Yeah, go for it.
Yeah, it's my last year.
But like, Arcadia Project. Do you guys Arcadia some actors if you're doing film?
The thing is that
what's the Arcadia Project?
We just told you.
So the I'm not in film though.
Oh, really?
You're not?
No. We took it, though. Yeah, I did.
So the thing about the theater class in general is that it gives you so many opportunities. You meet so many people. Like, a bunch of... All of us are in the Thespian Society, which is, like an honor thespian thing. It's, like, international. And it's on... And, like, in November next month. Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to the going Thespian by so fast. Festival.
We go to the Thespian Festival, and that's where, since I'm unable to fly to colleges, I'm auditioning for schools there. You're able to meet up with people. You're able to take these courses and classes. And it's like a 3-day event.
Yeah.
Two days. It's Friday, Saturday.
Sorry. When is it?
It's
November. I don't even know.
Sometime in November.
You're able
November
to meet other kids from different schools, and you're able to create even more connections, and we're able to, like, and they have, like, I don't know, but I was able, this year I'm able to audition for colleges. And
do you guys have colleges, like, come to your plays?
You'd have to.
I don't, personally. I think you have to invite them.
You have to invite them.
Oh, and okay. I don't, because I'm already accepted.
Oh, shit.
So I'm good.
I'm sorry. No, I mean, I got accepted in my top three. One of my top three. That's pretty good.
Ooh,
yeah.
There
you go. Yeah. I might be going to Chicago.
Ooh, we're sophomores, so we don't have to worry about that yet.
Yeah, yeah. No, but like,
oh, but like, okay, even so Chicago, at Thespian, we're going to New York.
We're going to New York.
Yeah,
that's cool
for theater. Dang.
We're going over spring break to New York to see some shows, do some workshops, do some touristy
things.
It's
so much fun.
We go to state where don't we compete?
Oh yeah, we compete against other people in the state.
I just did that. I'm like,
yeah, we compete. That's cool. It's a pretty, what would you say, like, there's a lot going on in the class, and there's so much to do.
Oh my gosh, yes, and you have, like, a variety of characters.
And
like
everyone
people.
Seems very passionate about it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I mean, yeah. I think if you're not, I think you just shouldn't be in the class. Yeah.
I mean, it's just all of us have really strong personalities. All of us are super loud.
Well, you have to.
Oh my gosh.
You have to have a strong
If you're really quiet, I don't know if it'll work. I mean, you have to have, like, something.
Yeah, and that's why, like, theater one, like, you have, like, those freshmen who are, are we running out?
Oh, just the battery's going to get
like theater one, like you have those people, like you guys are so enthusiastic, so involved and wanting to participate, and then you have like some people in theater who kind of just
some
take
people
it for the credit.
Yeah, and that's okay.
But being a TA, like it's so cool seeing those people develop as an artist. Mm-hmm. Like sometimes you hear a lot of screaming and yelling.
Oh yeah.
Class. Even in advanced theater, like it kind of
feels so
me.
Bad.
Like,
I yell straight people up, all the time.
Yesterday I was in the auditorium doing work for the play. Like I was helping out with like some of the set. I heard screaming for 5 minutes in the theater one class. I was like,
I'm one of the people who yells. I always yell. I'm always like, you need to get your lines, get your cues.
Or last year, I would always yell, or I'd flip chairs for a scene. Like, for any scene possible, I try and flip a chair.
You do in this scene. Oh my god.
I flip a chair in the play because I love it. I just don't know why. Oh, I hit Miguel with a chair when we fight.
Dude, that was so good. She hit him like three times in the balls with a chair.
So, I hit him. His package.
I think what
I didn't
we're
see, you know, it was on accident. It was on
she
accident.
Didn't even realize she was going was so like, fast that he was just like.
I think what
there.
We're trying to say is that we're all so passionate and we all have really big personalities.
But
and
Miguel went. He really went through. Those
I kind of
pain
like to look
so
at
bad.
Theater as a sport. Like I know it sounds so cringy, but I'm like theater is my sport.
Well, it is a sport. You guys put so much work.
We
put
all the effort into it. It takes just as much effort as
you
sport,
compete,
and it doesn't really.
Yeah,
we
do have competition.
It doesn't really get the credit that it deserves.
Yeah.
I just wish that like some people like at I know, like, it, again, like, we have the stereotypes. It is kind of seen as a joke. Mm-hmm. So I kind of wish more as a community for our students that they come and see us, because we've been working so hard on it. And yeah.
Maybe they actually like it.
And I mean, I know Shakespeare has that stereotype. It's like, oh, it's kind of boring. Like, and I mean, we
it
are.
Is.
And
it's like, your chance to show, like, yeah. not chance, yeah. but to show, like, yeah. it's not boring. Like, we can make it better.
Yeah, we're
there's
making
so
a joke
many
of Shakespeare.
Dirty jokes in there's Shakespeare. So
it's like jokes. Oh my God. You don't realize oh, how dirty of a person he is.
Oh my gosh.
We'll definitely get the word out to our kids.
Oh, we have a football
absolutely.
Scene. We have a football
yeah,
scene.
Yeah,
yeah.
There you go. There you go.
Yeah, so now you gotta come.
You can just make fun of our players thinking, oh God, they don't
it's
know
so funny watching them.
About football. It's really
I mean, yeah, watching
watch.
Theater kids
like, okay.
try and play football but not knowing
so
anything about football.
Oh, but the football's a crown, so I mean,
yeah.
I mean, you don't they, you don't have to like make fun of their
you can hear my announcer voice of me going, ah.
Well, okay, so. Yeah. Sorry, I'm not cutting you guys off, but to wrap it up, basically, you guys, you're having a talk about your guys' play real quick, like when it is, and then just like.
Our play is October 25th, 26th, and 27th. Each night, 7 p.m., there is a Saturday matinee at 3 p.m.
3 p.m.
We really want you to come.
Please.
It's a great show that you can just have some fun, see some crazy interpretations of William Shakespeare, and
watch
it's
us make fun of, yeah. of Shakespeare. Yeah. And you guys do get to, the audience does get involved. We have audience
absolutely.
Participation.
Okay,
so
and you don't know who's going to get chosen.
Yeah, yeah.
You might get thrown up on.
Might
that's like
you
a
guys
running
become,
joke.
Yeah.
We might just put you on the spot. Yeah. You never
there
know.
Is a running joke.
You can
about,
go up on stage. If you guys come, I will personally make sure that you guys are picked up.
Yeah. I might have to get
yeah.
Admission's $5.
Yeah.
Admission's $5. Yeah.
You didn't bring your school ID?
No, it doesn't count.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't count.
Because
it's not a sport. So
yeah.
You need to bring your ID.
So we don't really get as much funding in sports would.
Yeah.
So
make sure you come
fund
see our show.
Give us a donation.
Yeah. Give us money, because we're trying to go to New York. Like, just a thought.
And join theater.
Yeah, theater. Yeah. Oh, and tech theater. They're cool, too.
But mostly theater. We need theater people.
But they get to go to New York, too. So tech, maybe?
And they have to meet people. Let's go with theater.
They have enough.
Thank you guys very much. This was fun.
Thanks
for
letting
us talk forever.
Yeah, we're all very
talkative. No, that's what it's all about. All right.